flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So your boy Mac McCong is gonna be—he's going to three-peat in the slam dunk contest.
Yeah,
huh?
It's
should we get him on?
2025 starting carryover from 2024.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah, it's but the Eagles have some exciting whites on their defense.
Yep.
Mac McClung's going for a three-peat. You know, other white athletes doing things.
American half marathon record just got broken Houston by Connor Mance.
Exactly. Yep. Abe's got me. Whoa. No, it's a shame. Yeah. It's the dunk contest is a perfect microcosm for the kind of the general
malaise
of everything in the NBA before you get to the playoffs. Which is a shame.
Yeah.
Like, and you said this to me off the air the other day, and I think this is true. Like, Adam Silver's got to be held responsible for some of this stuff.
Yes.
Like, he's just kind of let these guys turn it into a vacation resort.
And now he's trying to do this bull. Isn't this that bullshit thing start this year?
What is it?
The three team.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. There's that weird format.
Shit. Right. Well, they keep trying to change formats. They can change formats all they want. They let guys not take it seriously, and. When you're letting guys go out there and, you know, bullshit around like that, and now a whole generation of players has watched the guys older than them
exactly.
do that.
Exactly.
So now that they think it's cool. Like, they think that, you know, it's almost like would be not cool to go out there and be a star and be in the dunk contest or, you know, be one of the best players in the league and try hard in the All-Star game or something like that. Like, you know, it's all peer pressure. But he's supposed to be the leader of the league, and I think in general the health of the NBA is fine. But it's also fair to say like they got some issues. Like,
well, where is the NBA? It's obviously behind the NFL and college football.
Yeah,
is it three?
It depends on who you're talking to and what city you're in and all that stuff. I mean, if you're talking about like overall popularity,
yeah, just general. Like what's three? It or baseball, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the two. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the two.
Like, it's not hockey.
It's not.
It's not like NASCAR. No,
and it's not soccer, like people predicted it would be by now. It's not. But I mean, you know, I think it's such a different day for sports fans, too, though, because if you are a giant soccer fan, say, and you love Liverpool or whatever, you can watch every single one of their games. You can watch and be just as invested and knowledgeable about Liverpool living in Atlanta as you can living in England,
man.
Because you can watch everything that they do.
Unless you're out west, because they play some of those fucking games at 4:30 in the morning.
Sure, but you can record them and watch them later and all that kind of stuff. Like, sports used to be so market based, and now
you can just watch it.
You can watch anywhere, and a lot of people don't even. I think the NFL has done a good job of this, and college too, football. Of still keeping it super market-based and regional and tribal and stuff like that. But the NBA is about players. Like, they made the decision long ago to market their stars over their teams. Like, they still kind of do Lakers, Celtics, but no one cares about that like they used to. But they market the players. I don't think they realized the players were going to start switching teams as much as they do now.
That put a wrench in it.
Like, it has kind of hurts a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I would say if you're really thinking about it like that, it's the NFL, it's college football, and then it's like LeBron probably, you know, or Steph Curry or whatever, you know. Because it's not the league. It's like the stars of the league.
I mean, honestly, if that's the discussion, Caitlin Clark's in there too.
Sure.
Just her, but like she's in there.
But there are athletes in other sports that are more popular than any athlete in baseball. Who's the most popular Major League Baseball player right now on a national scale?
Right now,
probably Shohei.
Shohei. Aaron Judge.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I mean, that's not.
Well, baseball's notorious for doing the exact opposite of what you
suggested. That's right.
In marketing at Stars.
They kind of haven't done either. Like they leaned heavily into the Red Sox and Yankees for.
They've relied on the same like four teams.
Yeah.
For 25 years, right. Even when those teams were not relevant. Like the Red Sox are largely not relevant in playoff baseball now.
The structure of the league makes it harder for them to do it otherwise too, though, because those teams are the ones that are competitive usually too, because they have the money.
It also doesn't help that like guys like Bobby Witt Jr. are in Kansas City and Gunnar Henderson are in Baltimore.
Right.
Like, have those dudes.
Occasionally. And it's those guys seem like they might stay there too, because they just paid like Bobby
Witt
Jr.
Joey Votto in Cincinnati.
Usually you could sort of count on one of those guys ending up with the Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Red Sox, whatever. And still sometimes they do.
Well, Witt signed his deal. He ain't going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. But like, you know, for the Pirates to ever become popular, it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to spend for it. The league's not going to market them. They're going to get their little revenue share, but they don't have to pay anybody. Money. And so.
And that's crazy.
I mean,
they
had a guy that wasn't McCutcheon an MVP?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he won an MVP just like in Pittsburgh and whatever.
Yeah. And he just did. Cause he was just cool. And we're like, all right, we'll watch that guy. He's really good.
Fucking good.
And then he left. You know? Even he left, but then he came back.
Which is great. I loved it. I like it when players go back for some reason, even if they're not obviously not who they were.
I think it's cool.
I love when they go back.
I think it's cool too. Was it McCutcheon? Who did he play? He was with the Phillies.
He was the leadoff of the Phillies, wasn't he?
And then he got hurt, and then he'd just be in the dugout every game with a styrofoam cup,
sipping.
Who knows what? But something, just enjoying himself. I had a lot of respect for that.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.